Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, you hear it every night. And the reason you hear it is because I need you to adhere to it. I need you to do something about it and not just, like, make believe you're doing something about it. You know what I'm saying? Really, get involved, get engaged, figure it out. And you can make a difference. Ain't that hard? To use my best English. Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join me in a little bit. She tries to hop on with us every couple of weeks, keep us in back, keep us in line, try to help us figure out, you know, basically what's going on in our lives. What's happening? You know, I don't know if you saw this today, but Columbia University, they're smashing windows, taking over buildings. Looks very similar to what we saw on January 6th. Those must be Donald Trump people, huh? They must be MAGA people. What do you think? Just saying. The actions look almost the same thing. Right? I mean, seriously. And then when you see them, you know, smashing the windows, throwing stuff at each other, not really rushing the cops, but not listening to any authority whatsoever, you got to start lining it up and look at it and go, my God, you know, that's interesting. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, and truly be, you know, part of the solution. All right. I love this. I really do. Yeah, the fact is that they're showing us what they're all about. Right? The people, especially over there in Columbia University. These pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-murder protesters. Right? For, and you know, you can look, if you go back and look, I don't know, back to 16, 17, whatever, you'll see continual damage being done by these people, by these so-called protesters, at these rallies where they're smashing stuff apart. They're using spray paint. They're hurting other people. These aren't MAGA people. Some of them have got, you know, got the Palestinian head garb on. But nobody, I guess nobody could figure it out then. Nobody was paying attention enough. Nobody really cared enough. Fox News correspondent Lawrence Jones interviewed an anti-Israel protester on TV. It resulted in an exchange that enabled, that ended really quick. When the protester couldn't respond to the factual challenges, a Gateway pundit previously reported that the Islamo-Communist Revolution occurring on college campuses across the country. Right? And now they took over Hamilton Hall there at Columbia University in New York. Dozens of Hamas supporters who have been staging an Occupy protest against Israel all through the United States. They smashed windows. They stormed buildings. Law enforcement at that point was nowhere to be found. Now, Hamas supporters at Columbia University, right, the leaders, I guess, if you want to call them, said, ready for this one? We will honor all martyrs. What do you think that means? I'm just asking, what do you think that means? During live broadcast, Fox News correspondent Jones, he encountered a protester just outside the university premises. He started a dialogue that would soon reveal the tension between facts and narrative. She couldn't... Look, you're going to find a lot of these protesters don't know what they're doing, and some of them are being paid to be there. I'm not going to say all of them because I don't know that, but I do know some are. Jones asked the question, why do you feel about them taking over the building right now, the protester? I think that their cause is a just one. I hope that the administration really hears their demands. I think they're just demands. Jones said, do you feel like it was right to hold three of the janitor workers hostage inside the building? Protester, right, says, I think that's a false narrative. Jones says, that's what the janitors are saying, that they weren't allowed to leave. The protester says, I think that's a false narrative. So Jones says, even if the janitors are saying that, you're saying that that's not true. She was stuck, apparently. She says, I think that's a false narrative, that the students would take anyone hostage. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, the facility workers at Columbia University were held hostage by anti-Israel protesters after a group of anarchists entered an academic building. They barricaded the doors and told them they couldn't leave. Now, despite the protesters' insistence on dismissing these claims, Lawrence pressed on with questions regarding the safety of Jewish students on campus and so on. He went on to say, how do you feel about some of the Jewish students saying that they don't feel safe here on campus? Protesters said, I think that is also a really false narrative that's being promoted. Really? So see what I mean? I mean, whether it's there, they'll only believe what they want to believe when they want to believe it. Jones said, do you think October 7th, the fact that that happened, is a false narrative? Do you believe that some of the women were raped? Protesters said, well, my colleague just came back. Goodbye. Right? And then asked him to get out of her face and walked away. Just amazing. Typical of most of these people. Joe Bassini, your host, Dr. B, joins me in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll You'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me bring on the expert, because I don't have a clue. I can't figure this out. I think, simply put, it's just demonic activity. But, you know, I'm sure it ties into the brain in some way, shape, manner, or form. And Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every couple of weeks to kind of reset us, get us back in shape, get our brain clicked back in. How you doing, Dr. B?
I'm good.
Paul. Glad to be back.
Well, glad to look, be back. Do you want to see craziness at its finest? Just go look at any college campus in the country right now, or most. I shouldn't say any, because there are some that are handling this properly. But, I mean, this violence, this hate, this is not like the 60s protest. At least I don't think so, okay? This is not righteous anger. These people don't even know what they're protesting, do they?
They don't. They don't know the history of it. They don't know, I mean, the majority of us, the majority of Christians who get it don't understand the biblical, history of all of this, which does play into it. And whether you want to believe in the Bible or not, it is an historical document. And I was just explaining this to another guy who was pro-Palestine and explaining that he's an atheist and all of this. And I'm like, well, you know, he's telling me the Bible is, there's nothing in there that's true, right? Nothing. And I'm trying to explain, you know, the Romans of those times are the actual Romans in the Bible, that there's historical evidence that most of that happened, right? That those are the traditions. I mean, all of that is history. It's a history book, if anything else, you know, which I, of course, believe it's the Word of God. But, yeah, and that was a grown man. So if that he's not understanding it, we know that these woke 19-year-olds, with brains that are just not functioning correctly because social media is their, you know, pacifier, that we know psychologically they're not. They don't get it at all. And the difference is they are basically acting like domestic terrorists. The anger, the destruction, this is not how you go about it. At least in the 60s, they were all high and happy. I'm not condoning drugs, but at least, right? They were just like, let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
That's a very different thing. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I took him back. I took Joe back.
That's hilarious.
This is very psychologically different. And I've been warning people for years upon years upon years that what the effects, and yes, people say, Dr. B, everything is not about social media in the brain. It really is. It really is. Because where do you think they're getting their information? Social media. They're reading headlines. That's it. They don't understand what's going on. They are not taught what true history is, accurate history, because what the left has done. And on top of that, their brains have been completely developed. They're underdeveloped. They're not growing correctly. You and I have talked about coping mechanisms. They don't have it. They don't have them. And all of that combined makes for dangerous sociopaths that are now calling themselves protesters. And I've protested things, and this is not what it looks like.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting is I'm watching the videos of them at Columbia University. I'm watching videos of them in other places. Say to myself, the actions are almost identical to January 6th. The actions are almost identical to other these kind of riots. I'm not going to call them rallies. They're riots, okay, protests.
They are riots.
Yeah, and so you have to look at it. You have to say, okay, these people know what they're doing. The anger, what they're angry about, they don't know what they're angry about. I just don't understand what gets them to this point. Is it the money? Do they really have a mental deficiency? I mean, how do they get there?
Yeah, what gets them to this point is when you have a lack of coping skills. They haven't been taught it by their parents. They've been taught instant gratification, and they've been taught a lack of empathy because everything that you see in this world now, the headlines, social media, TikTok, all of these reels that you just watch and watch and watch, they actually deaden your brain. They actually change the way the brain works, and so you lose empathy, and you become anti-society because that is what the media teaches. And with that, right, we go right into what I talk about all the time, and that's it's the anti-society, basically. And there's a diagnosis for it, which is I'll think of it because I need coffee right now and I'm drinking it. But anyway, so it is diagnosable, and what it comes down to is a sociopath. And what a sociopath is, not a psychopath, But what a sociopath is that it's a person with a lack of empathy, somebody who doesn't want to follow societal rules and just acts on instinct, which is not good instinct, without thinking. It's basically an animalistic instinct. And that is exactly what we're seeing. They're not trying to understand the other person's side. They're having no empathy. They have no knowledge. If they simply look at policy and how hard Israel has tried to work with Palestine as far as, hey, we'll meet you in the middle. We're not going to have any protests. We're not going to have any anger. We're not going to have any animosity. You stay there, right? And we can work together. And what people don't understand is the Palestinians, they hate Jewish people. They hate Israel. And they say no to every single policy and peace agreement that Israel brings.
Yep.
They don't get that. They don't like Israel. These kids, and I've spoken to some of the Jewish people who live there, these kids on the other side, these Palestinians, they are raised from birth to hate Jews. I mean,
it's a conditioning from a mental health or lack of it. It's a conditioning that is not easily reversed, correct? It's almost like brainwashing.
It is completely brainwashing, because if you do not have this is why I say, you know, what's bringing that sociopath here. If you do not teach your kids and remove the devices and let them see the flowers and the trees and go outside and see the family and have family dinners, if you do not develop that within the family system, and instead you drive in, it's like watching violent video games. You know, you let these five-year-olds on up. That is how your brain will develop. It's really malleable, the brain. It is spongy, up to 25 years old. And you think about that they have taught them to hate since, you know, birth.
Wow. All right.
And
gotta go for a quick commercial. Yeah. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more Dr. B when we return.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Immigration remains the top concern in the U.S., marking the third consecutive month it's ranked number one, according to a recent Gallup poll. Other concerns listed by respondents include the economy, inflation, and government. During the announcement of a sales tax holiday renewal, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis addressed a reporter's question about the Biden campaign's focus on Florida and its new 6 weeks abortion law.
I understand they would try to figure out anything they could to try to change the dynamic or to try to change the focus.
DeSantis said that President Biden and Vice President Harris want to emphasize abortion because their administration has failed on other issues. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on U.S. college campuses. At Columbia University, protesters barricaded themselves inside an academic building overnight. The school is suspending students through next school year if they refuse to leave the encampment. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, I always tell you, I'm not the expert, right? I've got, you got to tune in for the second hour. We got Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to go over some of the things going on with the Trump cases. Trump was fined $8,000 because of stuff that he was putting up on Truth Social. And I just think that's hilarious. I mean, cookie jar money for the man. It's what falls out of his wallet when he's walking down the street, okay? So this is kind of a joke. I don't get it. This thing needs to go forward, and he needs to call out everyone involved in this. But that's my mindset. We'll see what Brad has to say. But right now, Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. We're talking about what's going on with these kids. I refuse to call them students because we're finding out more and more and more of them don't even belong on these campuses. But, you know, Dr. B, I got to ask you, I mean, how do they fall into this, you know, so fast? You said earlier they don't, you know, we've talked about this, they don't have coping skills. Parents haven't really equipped them properly to handle with this kind of stuff. But my God, they got to be looking around human nature. Something in their head goes, wait a minute, this is unsafe. This isn't right. You know, I shouldn't be here doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, just to see. When they are interviewed, it just blows my mind because when these students are interviewed, you know, it's all they can say is, oh, they're bombing, you know, these poor kids and da da da, and people try to explain to them what's really going on in the history of it, and what I've been telling people is, I am not one to give up. You know, I have a lot of hope, or I wouldn't be in this industry. I wouldn't be a Christian. I wouldn't be, you know, preaching the word and the good news of Jesus Christ. But, however, what I'm seeing here is not that I'm losing hope, but people need to understand that these people have, their minds have developed this way over the last 18 to 25 years, all of these college campus kids. And barring a miracle in and of itself, they're not going to change. They are blinded. They're completely blinded. And I started researching what, so spiritual blindness, right? So that's what we call it, and that's what God calls it, you know, in the Bible, that this is his wrath. It's in Romans 1, and this is exactly what will happen. And it's not because God's like, ping, ping, I don't like you, I don't like you. It's they've chosen to embrace hate and evil. And so God's like, fine, I'm not going to make you. I'm not going to force you. But you can also look at scans of kind of this mind blindness that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the same as these criminals that are sociopathic and, dare I say, psychopathic. We're in a borderline because the empathy part of the brain is not lighting up. And that is what frightens me, that these people cannot, no matter what, they are so filled with contempt and hate and this blindness kind of, this empathy blindness, that their brains are not working right. There's nothing they can do until they decide, oh my gosh, I am wrong, and I need to get this fixed, and that's going to still take 90 days to a year for them to understand it, and they're just not. You know, being in this atmosphere and on these campuses where they brainwash you, use the word, that's so true. They brainwash, brainwash, brainwash. Their character starts to harden. And from what I found in research is by 18 to 25-ish, your character can harden if that is the path you're on and if you keep hearing negativity to the point – you know, where you just, you know, we're going to start seeing cancer, heart attacks, you know, all, you know, these protests, you know, more homicide, suicidal ideation. And what are we seeing? And I know that sounds so like tragic, but the parents have done this, maybe not on purpose, but they are raising, you know, angry parents raise angry kids. And, you know, I guarantee you 99% of these kids on these campuses are way left leaning liberals. But just seeing how angry they are, Joe, I think that's the difference. They're crying and screaming and spitting on police. And I'm like, I have thrown a protest or two, you know, pro-life and stuff, and we're not doing any of that. We're not rolling around in dirt. Yeah. We're not pitching tents that all look alike. It is weird.
If you watch,
it's bizarre.
Yeah, this is the thing, too. I mean, I love these so-called grassroots, you know, uprisings, but every sign is printed properly and but
it's like, you know, Soros. You got to get some pink tents and some red tents and then some yellow tents.
they had the protest in Boston the other night, and they you know, the crowd was told you got till 10 o'clock, you could disperse at 10, people would be there to work in the morning, yada yada yada. And so the Boston cop shows up, the lead police officer, and he says, okay, look, you know, we've let you do your thing. We believe in the First Amendment as much as you do, but you really can't block the streets. Now you're blocking the streets. People can't get around. And we're up at 10 o'clock, so we'll give you another 15, 20 minutes. You go ahead and break it up and you know, come back tomorrow or whatever it was, right? He was very, very nice about it. And he said, we'll protect your rights, you know, that kind of thing. And a couple of kids, you know, coming up and yelling in their faces, going, you know, Palestine needs to be free, free Palestine. Just, and you go, okay, yeah, I got it. Let's go ahead and disperse. They wouldn't do it. And finally, he just turned around to the other police officer and said, okay, clean it up. That was it. They were done. And these people couldn't believe that their First Amendment rights were being taken away. It's like, no, your First Amendment rights are not being taken away. Not in this case, especially.
Right. Right.
And it's all about their rights. What they don't even know what their rights are. But it's all about their rights.
They don't.
You know,
they couldn't quote one amendment of the Constitution.
I know.
You know. Oh, my gosh. And then, yeah, I mean, what's, you know, where does free speech versus hate speech, right, versus defamation versus a censorship versus security of, you know, the people, you know, where, what line, you know, that's a lot of what my circle of friends are talking about. Like, when do you cross that line? And, you know, it's to me very, very simple. When there's still a level of respect, when nobody's getting hurt, when you're not breaking laws that, you know what I mean? We still have to respect the law. Is what it is. We can't be threatening. You know, we can't incite unlawfully. We can't intimidate. We can't discriminate. We can't harass. That is not free speech. And the Supreme Court has clarified that. And you just have to look at, you know, the First Amendment versus what this hate speech and what this nonsense sociopathological behavior looks like. And everything that hate speech is and that terrorist activity and harassment looks like and incitement, that's what they're doing. this is not free speech. And people debate that all day long, and I'm like, it's really not that difficult to look. Because you look at the Tea Party, right, back in the day,
yeah.
And we were very respectful, extremely. You even look at January 6th. Everybody that was with Trump, you know, and actually there, and I had a ton of friends there, and some of them in prison right now. You know, and some of them deserve to be in jail for 6 months, whatever, because they went in and they went into the inner offices, which I don't agree with, and they know. But not these 15 and 20 years versus what we're seeing on these campuses.
No, and I will tell you, the Supreme Court justices, when in a recent case, brought those up as being, you know, basically insane. And tells me that they're going to do something with it. Eventually, it'll be... you know, I think some of those people will be let out on legal reasons. They won't need Trump to necessarily pardon them, if you would, you know?
Correct. And Trump did nothing. He did quite the opposite to say, yeah, I'll go over there. And what that means to us conservatives that are lawful abiding citizens is to just bring your flag and say, hey, you know, we don't like this. And then people with the headlines, you know, don't tell you about January 6th, just like what they're not telling about the history of Palestine versus Israel, is that the people that incited January 6th were a lot of the BLM people and Antifa people and Proud Boys, which I agree with none of that, and, you know, of what they did. And they incited it, and they've shown you. And my husband, who his company, you know, was looking at the phone records of, you know, all those people that were, it was the leftist. It was the leftist people that were inciting it and doing it. And some of them are still in jail, and they don't talk about that. So, anyway, to me, the media is at fault for the majority of what's going on because they're just feeding what I call all of these college students and the left people that just believe headlines is slaves to the media. I call them media slaves all the time because that's what they are. They read headlines, and they don't understand how stupid the media is making them look. You know, two sentences, or excuse me, like five words in a headline, and they're like, oh, my gosh. You know, I read the comments just because it helps, and you read article, and it's
reading their comments. I'm like, oh, my God, is this person alive?
I know you do.
Mentally alive? All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe, this is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, do something. And I mean do something. Most of you are sitting around going, oh, it was me, we can't get out of this, it'll never happen again. No. You get to stop it. You make it stop. You work at making it stop. Come up with a plan. Show up at a meeting. Ask a question. You'd be surprised that sometimes just asking a question will stop these people dead in their tracks because they won't know how to answer it, and then they'll get petrified thinking they're going to look stupid. They don't have to go far for that, but whatever. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from time to time. I always appreciate her insight on these things and how we can help your kids overcome some of this stuff. I mean, your kids are being subjected to this every day. They're being bombarded with that stupid phone in their hand. They've got adults around them that will tell them how great they are and how right these people that are doing these riots, not protests, but riots, you know, seriously. And you need to be able to counter that. You need to know how to counter that. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you saying riots because that's, it's starting to look like that right now at Columbia with what's going on, you know, with NYPD there. Mm-hmm. And this absolutely is not about tolerance and inclusivity, right? This is complete anti-hate. I mean, this is complete hate speech. And it's just so interesting how they condemn us, conservatives, you know, for being pro-life. And there are these new videos now on TikTok where these women, it's not a new concept, but they're upping it, where they are drinking, like, alcohol while they're pregnant. And they're like, I just found out I'm pregnant. And they're, like, downing alcohol and saying, I can't wait to kill my baby. Yay, it's tomorrow. And then they do the next day, and they're like, I killed it. How you like it? And it's like these women, and I'm just like, wow.
The coldness.
Wow.
Total detachment and coldness.
Total detachment. And that is almost being a psychopath. Like, they are rejoicing. I don't even care. I do care. I mean, I care, you know, very much pro-life, but if you're going to take that morning after pill and da-da-da, but to drink and to, like, punch your stomach and to, I mean, that is a new level of sick. And then we've got Hollywood personalities that are like, I'm loving these women who are taking a stand, and they're like harming themselves, you know, in the process, their body, by getting wasted and using drugs. And I'm like, we have parents, come on. You've created this, not all of them, but we have created this. And children and college students and high school students, y'all need to wake up, because this is not any kind of protest. This is not behavior that's grown up. This is not behavior that is appropriate or humane. It is not. You've crossed the line. And if I can even get one person to understand that is a young person, that you should be scared out of your mind if these are your friends, or if you're doing these videos, or if you think that this is okay. This sensationalized attention that we're giving this platform to mentally deluded people is frightening, and it is being so applauded, you know. And look at these campuses now. Okay. This is not it.
Well, you know what I'm going to say here, right? I'm going to say, where are the parents? Stop the money to the schools. Stop the money for the dorms. Stop the money for the car, the insurance, the food, if your child is being involved in all this. Agreed?
Oh, 100%. I was just telling a parent then that we have two boys in college, and we added a moral clause, and they had to sign it, and it's notarized, and it's legal. It's a legal document. Yes, we did that with our college students. Sorry, but we did, and I'm not sorry. But there's a moral clause in there that says if you participate in any, you know, you get some girl pregnant, if you, you know, that is, you know, get married, if you, what's great, but we're done. You know, our contract ceases to exist. We're cutting you off financially. We're still your parents. We love you. We'll go to church with you. We'll give you a warm meal. But we're not funding that. You know, if you do anything illegal, if there's any kind of anti-speech protest that you ever participate on campus, if you, you know, choose to, you know, have pay for an abortion for your group, you know, that is just not what we're about, and we're not funding that. We are funding morally, you know, straight up men and women, yeah, that follow the word of God. And that is our choice, because that is our hundreds of thousands of dollars that is going to. So we put that in the parents, like, ooh, I love that, actually. And they know it's there. And, you know, we're very much, parents need to do something like that. Talk to your kids. This is, it is your right to do that.
Before one of my kids went off to college, I said to them point blank, no credit cards, no debt, no nothing. We're here to help you, okay? And that's how most college kids get financially in trouble. They get behind on credit card payments and such.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I said, if you get involved in all that debt, I'm not helping you with school money. Just so we're clear up front, you're on your own. So
100%.
About 5 months later, I started getting calls from credit card companies. Okay. And when I got her on the phone, I said, look, here's the deal. You promised me you wouldn't do this. We had an agreement. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to help you with finances, because I don't know what you're doing, A, with the money, and B, you don't look like you're managing it properly. She said, well, it was, you know, I needed food and I needed this and what have you. I said, no, you didn't. All you had to do was call and say, this is my budget. This is what I need for food every week. And we would have worked something out. I said, now you've put that stuff on credit cards. It's now floating out to the ocean, whatever, whatever it was you bought for food. And you got people calling you and calling me. This is what I was trying to teach you. And I stuck by it. I know that some people out there listening right now going, oh, you're just a jerk. You should have paid it anyway. No, because when she gets out in the real world, or as she's out in the real world, she's learning. They don't love her. They don't care about her. They don't care what they're going to take away from her to get their money back.
Right, not at all. And it's a lesson. And it destroys your credit, right? It affects, you know, if you want to buy a car, it affects your insurance rates. It affects if you can get a loan for a house. It stays with you. And I 100% agree, because I got into debt because I wanted to play in college versus, you know, really focus on having a job that and paying bills. Same thing. And granted, it was $3,500, but back in the, you know, late 80s, that's a good chunk of change.
Oh, sure.
And my mom's like, you're out. You can go find a place to live and do your thing, and God bless you, but I'm not paying for college. We're not funding that. Because, you know, literally creditors would come into the door. And so, you know, I moved out with my best friend moved in with her family and had a full-time job for a year and a half, almost 2 years, to pay that off, plus pay rent, right, and car insurance and gas and food. And I'm like, dang, you know, and it set me back. Yep. And I ended up going back to school. I learned that lesson. And that's what you need to learn. Just like our son that decided, I'm just going to drop out of school after 3 years of college, but that's okay. We're like, okay. But he had 6 months of a lease for his apartment. And I'm like, great, but we pay for college students. We don't pay for people to just hang out. And he got a full-time, it took him 2 months, right? Put everything on credit cards. We've talked about this. And he finally got a job at an airport because he's going to become a pilot, which is great. He paid off his credit cards and paid his rent. Yeah. But it took him 8 weeks to figure out we're serious. And we just see him, you know, it's like you're 60, you're going to go do something with it, you know. And he figured it out. And God bless him. And he's doing great. You got to kick the birds out of the nest. And, I know. But you and I get yelled at for that these days.
I know, right?
And I don't, how'd you do that? Really? Because he's responsible 4 months later. He's enrolled in airline college to get his, you know, pilot license. How is this irresponsible?
Yeah.
He's thanking me for it. I mean, he's great. So,
I know now when I see these kids come in front of us at the school board and other places, I see the parents come up, or parents will call me and talk with me. I now know who the helicopter parents are. I now know, you know, who's involved with what, where, and how. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you think of helicopter parents, Joe?
I think it's the worst thing you could do for your child. I'm sorry. I sit there and go, they learn nothing. They know that no matter what they do, mommy or daddy is standing there to pull them out of the mire. They don't have to figure out their own. You know, my joke is I call them the speed bump generation. You know, when we were kids, we came up on a wall. Your parents would say, okay, what are you going to do now? You're going to go over it, through it, around it. What are you going to do? The speed bump generation looks back at mommy and goes, I don't know what to do.
Absolutely. No, it increases dependency on parents for sure, right? They get so involved with their children that parents are just, you know, basically you're teaching them how to be codependent. So it can be suffocating, detrimental. I'm a victim of one, and that's why I got into debt, and that's why I did all this, and I'm good now. I'm not a victim, you know, now, and my mom and I are good. We've had good chats. But now when my kids come, you know, to me, I'm like, find a solution. I'll be happy to walk you through this, but I'm not finding a solution for you.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. It's again, the best thing you can do for your kids is teach them how to push through, break through adversity. Otherwise, you're doing nothing for them.
Absolutely.
All right, lady. Thanks for being with me. How do people get in touch with you?
Come find me, Bridget Nelson, on Facebook or Dr. B at drbradio.com.
Well, it doesn't get any easier than that, does it? Right? All right, Brad Dinkins joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.